Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
And we have not sent you, but as a mercy to the world.
I want to be a servant of God like Muhammad.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Muhammad, Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Like Muhammad. I am Javed Akbari, and we are going to talk about Allama Tabatabai's Sunan al-Nabi. This is, of course, a book written by Allama Tabatabai, who is one of the great scholars. And Sunan al-Nabi is about the narrations of the Prophet and conducts and customs of the noble Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family. Of course, this book deals with the etiquette and also manners of doing different acts of worship, like praying, like reciting the Holy Quran, like engaging in dua and supplications. And of course, today we are going to focus on the manners or etiquette of recitation of the glorious Quran. Now, before studying the Prophet's sayings about the etiquette of reciting the Quran, it is necessary to know that the Holy Quran is indeed the most important and the most authoritative source of understanding Islam. It is the most important source of Shi'i thought. It is the most important source for derivation of Islamic laws and for moral teachings. If you want to know about Islam and its teachings about God, about resurrection, about the afterlife, and if you want to know about the code of conduct, about manners, about akhlaq, the Quran is the most important source. And of course, there is no doubt as to the fact that Quran is one of the sources of Shi'i thought, on which, from a Shia point of view, any investigation about Islam has to be based, okay? If there is an investigation to be conducted about Islam, about Islam's teachings, now the Quran is the most important source, and of course, it is followed by other sources also. And let me say it in brief, we have four sources which we rely upon in inferring the laws of Islam. One, the Quran, the glorious Quran. Two, the Sunnah, the tradition of the Holy Prophet, okay? The Sunnah of the Holy Prophet includes his sayings, his actions, even his silence. Now, this is what we mean by the Sunnah. Sunnah is not about the traditions of the Holy Prophet only. It's not only about the Prophet's deeds and actions. It is actually a combination of all these three. Okay, now then we have the reason. Reason is also one of the main sources of Shi'i thought. And then we have the consensus, which is less important as compared to the other three sources. Obviously, I'm not going to talk about these four sources of Shi'i thought, because I'm not supposed to. I'm going to talk about the manners of reciting the Quran. And inshallah, we will explore the sayings of the Holy Prophet and his recommendations about how to handle the Quran, okay? We Muslims believe that we must respect and give dignity to the Holy Quran. And this should be both in word and in practice. Now, when it comes to giving respect in terms of words, or in other words, verbal respect means that we should talk about the Quran in a respectful and dignified manner. Okay, like when we talk about it, we should use the term, for example, Holy Quran. Okay, or we should use the term Quran Majid, because this is how we should respect the Quran. It looks like a bit light when you say Quran. Giving verbal respect means that we should use the appropriate term, like Quran Majid, or according to the Indians or Urdu speakers, Quran Pak, okay? And also Quran Kareem. These are the words which we use, which are used in connection with the Holy Quran, to show and to suggest respect.
Okay. Taught me to never judge. Now all I want is to be with you. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mustafa, ala Habibika Nabika Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mustafa.
Now, speaking from a practical point of view, it must not be defiled intentionally. The Quran must not be disrespected intentionally and purposefully. It is absolutely forbidden to do any action which amounts to disrespect, which is considered in common view, in the eye of custom, disrespect. For example, if you put the Holy Quran on the floor, and if in the eye of custom it is considered to be disrespect, it is disrespect, and you should not do it. We have no right whatsoever to do anything which amounts to disrespect, even to one of the letters of the Quran. And we should not even touch the Quran when we are not in the state of ritual purity. There is a verse in the Quran which says, "La yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun." One of the verses in the Quran also mentioned in this very book, Sunan al-Nabi by Allama Tabatabai. "La yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun." It has different meanings. It has different connotations or different significations. One of the significations which has actually to do with the literal meaning of this verse is that when we touch the Quran, we should be in the state of wuzu, in the state of janaba, or for example, women are in the state of period. It is not permissible for them to touch the script of the Holy Quran. Now, if someone is not even in the state of janaba, it is not permissible for him to touch the Holy Quran and to touch the script of the Holy Quran. Now, let alone touching the names of Allah. God has different names, okay? Some of these names are prerogative of Allah. They are used only, for example, for God, like Allah is the specific name. It's a name only used for our Lord. And of course, Creator is a specific name, okay? Now, Raziq is a specific name used only for Allah. No one other than God is Raziq. No one is, for example, sustainer, or no one is a deity except God. So we should not touch the names of the Holy Quran without wudu and without ritual purity. So, inshallah, in the following episode, there is more to come. We will discuss it from the perspective of the riwayat and the hadith of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. There are many, many sayings about how to handle the Quran with respect and dignity. There are many hadith sayings from the Holy Prophet. And of course, if you would like to get to know those sayings and those traditions, you can refer to Allama Tabatabai's Sunan al-Nabi. We will definitely touch on those narrations and sayings based on Allama Tabatabai's Sunan al-Nabi. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad.
Rasul.